This year's Governor General Literary Awards finalists have been announced, and local Kingston author Ian Reid has made the cut. The Governor General Literary Awards, also referred to as GG Books, occur annually, overseen by the Canada Council for the Arts. The awards aim to recognize and promote Canadian literature, including both French and English novels across 7 categories, those being fiction, nonfiction, poetry, drama, young people's literature, both text and illustrated books, and translation. The GG Books shortlist this year included 70 books across all categories, with Reid's third novel entitled We Spread being included in the fiction category. I sat down with Reid to talk about his novel, which earned him a spot on the GG Books shortlist. I want to get right into We Spread. We'll get a bit more into the meat of the topic. But for our listeners who haven't had the chance to enjoy it, I was wondering if you would be able to give a brief teaser of how you would describe the novel.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the novel, sort of an unusual novel, and it's about an elderly artist named Penny, who's been living in the same apartment for her entire adult life. And she's at the stage in life where she's kind of looking back, reflecting on what she's done with her life, her art. She has a fall early on in the story. And after the fall, it's sort of decided that it's best for her to move into a long-term care facility. And she does that. And then I would say the story either evolves or devolves, depending on how you look at it, into more of a surreal territory, and is sort of about her experiences at this facility called Six Cedars.
It's interesting you describe it as unusual. I know it's difficult to put into a box. What kind of genres would you say this book fits into?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a question that a lot of people have asked since it has been published, including the publisher, when it was getting ready to be released. And I think this has happened with all of my novels. And it's not intentional that they don't really fit into any particular genre. I think that's, maybe because just I'm interested in kind of reading different books and I like the idea of potentially borrowing aspects or techniques from certain genres, but not necessarily giving yourself over fully to it. I don't think I'd be very good at writing, say, a thriller or a mystery entirely. I think there's a certain skill involved in that, and I don't think I have that. I think of it as with, if you think about like in a music context, if you put in like slide guitar or something into a song, or you borrow some kind of instrumentation from, say, country music, doesn't necessarily mean it's a country record. And I feel like that's true with literature as well. So I think We Spread, there are probably some elements of, horror literature. There's probably a little bit of science fiction maybe, but it's probably at the end of the day, just a literary novel, a story. And I like the idea of people being able to interpret it however they want. So some people read it and see a certain genre. I think that's cool. But it's sort of up to them as opposed to me wanting to put it into a particular place. I think again, a publisher, a bookstore, they like to know so they can put it in a particular section. But as a reader, I love going to books and not really going with any expectation. And I kind of like, if people want to come to something like We Spread and not really expect something specific, I think that's probably the best.
Absolutely. I suppose our real lives and stories don't neatly fit into categories either. So I think it's fitting that our novels shouldn't have to either. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Exactly. And I think, again, just in that vein, if you are a particular genre on it, then you do have, even subconsciously, you have some certain, you have expectations, and that, again, that can be good. If it does fit neatly into that, then that's kind of good. You're ready for that. But if it's not, then I think it can actually detract from the story. So I think you're right about that.
Absolutely. Just about the main topic of the story, or one of the main themes you have going on. Of course, getting old and aging is somewhat of a universal experience, or at least something we all consider, whether all of us have the privilege of experiencing it. But I was wondering if you would get a bit into anything in particular in your life that led you to writing an entire book about it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I agree with you. I think you used the word privileged, and I agree with that. I think that there is a privilege with aging and getting older. And I think our culture typically doesn't view it that way. They think of it as a detriment and something to avoid and be scared of. And the more I thought about it, the more I disagree with that. And in fact, I've actually written 2 books on it now, because I did write a nonfiction book about my own grandma and kind of her experience getting into her late 90s and spending time with her and reflecting on what being an older person meant for her, and how I continue to use her as a model in my own life. And so I think I'm interested in that, and And so then I wanted to kind of write about it in a fictional context, but still about these ideas and why is it that we're so scared of getting older and dying. And I think part of what We Spread is really about is reflecting on that and kind of analyzing it and maybe coming to a different conclusion than what is typically accepted in our culture. So I just find it, again, something that for me is personally interesting and something I continue to think about, and it's something I don't think I'll ever have an answer for, but it's just sort of endlessly fascinating for me to think about these things.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned earlier about you want people to have different interpretations. And of course, with art, people are going to walk away with their own unique interpretations and thoughts and feelings, etc. But is there a particular perspective on this topic that you were aiming to portray or get people thinking about?
I think just really that what you said, the idea of thinking about it maybe a little bit differently, the ideas of aging and what it's like to be an older person, and particularly in the context of art. And I think what you said as well, you know, people will go to a gallery potentially looking at paintings or visual art, and it's sort of, I think, accepted that we will bring different interpretations to a painting. Some people might look at it and maybe not like it, or they'll see something that someone else doesn't see. And I love bringing that same idea to literature and books and novels. And I love reading books that I feel like I get to be part of as a reader, that it's not all given to me, that it's not just an author telling me what to think, but that I get to bring my own experience to it. And it feels like a intimate conversation then, because it feels like, okay, this is what I'm getting from this story, or this is what it's making me feel or think. And so I don't like telling people what to feel. If they take the time to read We Spread or any of, you know, I'm Thinking of Many Things or Foe of my other novels, I'm just, you know, grateful that they're taking the time to do that. And I want them to be able to come to it how they want and interpret it how they want and take away from it whatever they want. So in the case of We Spread, I was certainly interested in aging and how our culture reflects, or how our culture perceives the values in getting older, or why we are so scared of getting older and dying. And I wanted to think more about that. So I kind of used this fictional context to write about it, but I wouldn't d sort of put any expectations or demands on readers what they're supposed to get from it. I really like the idea that people can make of it what they will, and I find it really interesting to hear from people who've read it, and I like to ask them what it all means for them, you know. And they're right, basically. If they read it, they have as much authority as I do to say what it's all about.
Absolutely. I really like how you described it as a conversation. I think that's definitely more interesting than just being told what to think and then
Yeah.
moving on, you know?
I mean, it's the same if you're sitting in a room with someone, or you're at a dinner party or something, and if you're talking with someone, let's say you get sat beside a stranger and you just start having a conversation. There's a difference between having a conversation and, you know, someone expressing themselves to telling you, oh, here's what I think about this or this, you know, you just zone out. It's not really, you're not engaged. It's whereas if someone is asking you questions and it's listening to what you're thinking and feeling and your thoughts, I mean, that's what a conversation is. And I think in a way, a novel can be something similar to that between two people, the person who wrote it and the person who's reading it. And that's how I feel as a reader. I love novels that are like that, feel like that to me. And so I just hope to try and replicate that when I'm writing.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Especially, I know I imagine as a writer, sometimes it feels like you're just throwing your thoughts into the void, but it's really awesome
Yes,
to think about it
exactly.
as a conversation and that people are interacting with
Exactly.
what you've written.
No, exactly. That's why it's so nice to bump into people, or, you know, anytime I get to do any kind of promotional thing where there are people there and they've read it, or and talk to them after, it's always very nice to, because you're right, when you're writing it's solitary and you don't, I'm never thinking about people reading it. I'm just thinking about the story, and then to get to that point when someone gets to interact with it, it does feel in a way like now it's actually, the story is completed. You know, it's not really a story or a novel until someone reads it. And so I don't, it's, you know, again, using another like crude music analogy, like with music, you go out and you perform. So you're seeing this interaction with your work when you're touring and when you're playing it. And that's sort of inherently part of music. It's not true with fiction, with writing novels, you know, you don't see that necessarily. So the times like this, like talking to you, or if I get to go do a reading or something, those are kind of neat opportunities to actually then get some of that instant feedback from readers, which is very nice.
Reed also discussed his reaction to the news of being a GG Books finalist.
How did you receive the news? Was this something you were really anticipating and like waiting for that list to come out, or was it a bit of a surprise for you?
I mean, it was downright shocking, to be honest. That, yeah, no, I had no expectations. You know, as I said, it's kind of a strange book. It doesn't really fit into any kind of category, and so I wasn't even really aware that it was happening. And I received the email and just was very surprised. Of course, it's a very pleasant surprise. I'm really grateful that that it was recognized in this way to be included with some other great novels that I, writers that I admire. And it's just, yeah, really, really unexpected, but really nice. And it's just, it feels like everybody who is nominated is it's hard to, like, you can't really pick one that's going to be a, you know, a winner. That's not really how I look at it now. It just feels like we're all in this together, and I'm kind of grateful to be in this group. So it's really nice. And I just, the, if it brings more people to all of these novels, then I think that's a good thing. You know, there's so many good books out there that it's hard to sometimes get people to see the work. So it's just, it's another opportunity for that. So I'm happy for that.
The full list of finalists is available at ggbooks.ca, and they will be announcing the winners of this year's awards on Wednesday, November 8th, 2023.